Hey, I'm Maria Hedian, a former corporate professional turned CEO and fashion career educator. At 15, I decided I was going to be in the fashion industry and set out to find my path, no matter what that took. With zero industry context, I worked job after job, some of them completely unpaid, in order to find my way into this exclusive industry. Knowing the hardships of getting into the fashion industry firsthand, I took 20 plus years of personal experiences and turned them into tools to help you turn your passion into confidence and your dreams into reality. Join me each week as we discuss all of your career questions and identify behind-the-scenes industry strategies and techniques. Every episode is designed to help you take immediate action that will take your fashion career to the next level. Together, we will make your fashion career dreams a reality. This is Into the Fashion Industry. Welcome to our first official episode of the Into the Fashion Industry Career Podcast. This has been in the works for a long time, and I am just so excited to finally be here with you on your fashion career journey. Today's episode focuses on internships since, for most of us, this is usually where the fashion industry roller coaster begins. Internships are an important aspect of any career in fashion because they give you a behind-the-scenes look at a particular facet of the industry. In a broad sense, they help you determine what your strengths are, and eventually, they help you decide what you will be doing as your full-time career in the future. In a much more specific sense, they give you a chance to be part of a team's day-to-day assignments, the overall environment, and the company's core values. As someone who is just starting out, you will need career guidance, work experience, and industry exposure, things that an internship can and will provide if you do it right. Now, unlike the majority of students, I didn't have multiple internships during college. Back then, most, if not all, internships were unpaid. I needed money to pay for school, so my freshman year, I started a full-time job working as a visual merchandiser at Neiman Marcus. It wasn't easy, but I was able to convince the dean to allow my job to serve as my internship throughout my first 3 years of college. My senior year, I decided to change things up a bit. I left my full-time job and accepted a corporate public relations internship at Ralph Lauren. During my internship, I realized that by implementing three very specific strategies I learned at my full-time job and applying them to my day-to-day responsibilities, I stood out from the other interns. The result? It got my boss's attention. It got her boss's attention. And eventually, it got HR's attention. Shortly after my internship was over, I was offered a role that was created specifically for me within Ralph Lauren's marketing department. Now, let's break down the three specific strategies you have to implement in your internship, whether you have one now or whether you'll be starting one in the future, to ensure that you are the MVP. And who knows, maybe you too will get a job out of it. Let's jump in. So, strategy number one is be resourceful. As an intern, you will often be asked to do all types of tasks. While some of them will teach you valuable lessons, there are others that will be, well, intern work. Do it all and do it well. Complete that boring task with as much enthusiasm as you would the most amazing assignment in the world. The thing you have to understand is, when you're first starting out, there are lessons to be learned and connections to be made with every task you complete. Every single assignment is an opportunity. Sometimes the opportunity will teach you something new. Other times, it's going to serve to show your boss who is dependable and eager to learn versus who's only there for the glamorous tasks. For example, you may be asked to organize the fashion closet. Now, as an intern, this is a rite of passage. You are being trusted to organize the room that will be utilized for any number of things, from editor walkthroughs to photo shoot garment selection. But don't roll your eyes just yet. There is a reason interns are asked to do this, and no, it's not just to waste time or because your boss had nothing better for you to do. Organizing a fashion closet, no matter the company, will have you memorizing cuts, styles, colors, and seasons better than anyone else, especially after you've been at it for a couple hours. This will help you be more engaged, whether it's through email communications or at meetings where this information is mentioned. You'll know all of it. And while you may not be able to offer input at these meetings just yet, you will understand what's being referenced and therefore use this information in a resourceful way when your boss least expects it. In the end, when it comes time for supervisors to decide whether to extend a job offer after the internship is over, the intern who treated their time with the company like a job will always win. Now, strategy number two, know it all. I know, you're probably saying, Maria, I took an internship to learn. How do you expect me to know it all? There are two very specific parts to this strategy. Let me explain. While it's true that as an intern, you are there to learn, knowing basic terms that are used within the industry, especially within your particular field, will show your supervisors that A, you're invested in the industry as a whole, B, you're serious about your career, and C, that you are involved in all aspects of the fashion industry, even outside of internships or jobs. With social media and all of its tools literally at your fingertips, you have no reason not to know this information. There are tons of fashion sites and companies that post regularly, and if you read enough of them, you will pick up on the language. Words like comp cards or run of show should not be new to you. If they are, make it a habit to read fashion blogs, informative industry sites, or magazines every day, even if it's just a headline or two. Get familiar with current events within the industry. Now, this doesn't mean you have to memorize an entire industry schedule, but you should know about recent and upcoming noteworthy events. The trick here is that this information can be used to your advantage in two very specific ways. The first is, if an event is brought up as a topic of conversation around the office, whether at a meeting or at lunch, you will have an opinion to offer in the discussion, or at the very least, information about its details. Things like this not only make you seem more invested and knowledgeable in the industry, but it also gives you a chance to open up and form connections with your coworkers, which can sometimes be hard to do as an intern. Secondly, if you're in a situation where you have to make small talk with anyone, especially if it's a senior member of the company, you know, while you're waiting for an elevator or before a meeting starts, you will have a great topic to bring up that isn't just asking them about their weekend or mentioning the weather. Trust me when I say they will appreciate it. The silver lining to all of this is that you are bound to pick up on industry terms while learning about news and events. It's a win-win-win, my friend. Now, the second part of the strategy involves knowing more about the company you're interning for. The idea of an internship is to gain experience from companies that interest you or that you can see yourself working for in the future. And while there is no set rule about how much you should know about the company you're interning for, doing so shows your supervisors the eagerness you have for growing your career. Doing your homework before starting, especially for the interview, shows that you have initiative and are invested in this new experience. On the other hand, not knowing anything about the company shows employers that while you could be a great candidate, you're not fully invested in the company, which could set you back when competing with others for a place within the company, even at the intern level. Learn the names of the key players and their competitors. If you can, learn a few details about the company's history too. The more you know, the better equipped you will be to answer any questions and understand the dynamics of the company. It is important to note that if you're considering applying for a full-time position, you should also look into turnover percentage, diversity, and the estimated length of time people have been with the company. The third and final strategy is time management. Again, many of you think that an internship is where you will learn how to manage your time better, but this is not necessarily the case. While there are basic time management skills we acquire from things like childhood jobs, from school, and even from doing things around the house, time management within a fashion company is different and demands a much faster pace. First things first, I know this should go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's just that important. Whether it's your first day or your 100th, whether it's your internship or your full-time job, always, always, always be on time. Punctuality is a sign of respect, no matter who you're working for or what you're doing. Now, the fashion industry can be touch and go, but handling time is key to having everything flow. As an intern, you may think that it won't make a difference if you're late, but believe me, a late intern can delay more than you realize. The last thing that you want is a team waiting on you. Additionally, as part of your internship, your goal is to learn and absorb as much as you possibly can. If you're in a rush or you're arriving late, you risk missing out on important information. There are a few ways to master time management as an intern. First, plan out your day, giving yourself additional time to get to wherever you need to go. For example, if you need to take public transportation to get to another building for a meeting, leave lots of extra time just in case there are delays that are out of your control. As someone who has worked in New York City the majority of her life, this one is so important, especially as an intern. Now, if you're interning in a new city, be sure to have an understanding of the public transportation system. It can seem daunting, but many times public transport will get you to places much faster than walking or taking an Uber will. If you see there is a meeting scheduled on your calendar, but you're working on a project that takes up all of your attention, making it easy to lose track of time, set an alarm or an alert on your computer 15 to 20 minutes before your meeting, so you have time to step away, save your work, and come back to it later. Similarly, if you have back-to-back meetings scheduled in one day, let the meeting organizer and your supervisor know that you have to leave at a certain time, whatever that needs to be in order to make it to the next one on time. Or let the organizer of the second meeting know where you're coming from and that you may be a few minutes late. It always helps to prepare and to communicate in advance rather than trying to send emails or texts at the last second saying you're running late. Now, many companies have set schedules for their interns, but some offer a more laid-back approach. If the latter sounds more like yours, be sure to leave time in your day for a lunch break that doesn't interfere with any meetings or tasks that your manager has set for you. It's an important time management tip that a lot of people don't mention. Base your break on your assignments and your meetings so that you can ensure that you give yourself enough time to eat and take a breather from the day's work while also fulfilling all of your tasks in a timely manner. So there you have it. These strategies were fundamental to my success in getting a full-time position for my internship at Ralph Lauren, and I know that they can be for you too. Remember, every company is different, but how you carry yourself as a professional, no matter your experience level, is the most important thing that will set you apart from the rest. All right, my friend, this wraps up our very first episode of the Into the Fashion Industry Career Podcast. I hope that you found these strategies helpful. If you know someone who's currently interning at a fashion company or someone that wants to, will you please share this episode with them? Grab the link, text it to a friend, or better yet, share it on social. Thank you so much. I'll be back here on Friday with more fashion career content.